Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Verse 94 is Osasimuki Moonface Girl, during intense love pastimes with the Lord of your heart, you become bewildered. So you forget your dear sweet sash of bells then. When will you give me a wink to go quickly back and fetch it? In the commentary, Sri Raghunatha renders loving service and accordingly relishes Swamini's affection and mercy. Both during visions and after them, Radharani firmly sits on the path of his remembrance. In Srimad Bhagavata, starting with Madguna Sruta Matrena, Kapiladeva defines transcendental devotion to God as unbroken streams of thoughts about God.
Unbroken.
Unbroken.
It should be like you put some oil and is unbroken. When the oil is going on and on, it will be unbroken, like a stream. That thoughts we need in life. Never broke from that. To be with, close with him. Now, in the commentary, there was three. One is Radhika, one is Manjari, who is Radhika's maid servant, and one is the bell. What bell?
Sash of
bells. Sash of bells. I am in class, I will talk you up.
Yes, Lumadev. Jaya
Lumadev. Yes. This, so Shasha belt is a material, fully material, but she is using, so it becomes divine. Raghunath Das Goswami is in his Siddha Deha, Manjari Bhav. Siddha Deha means a spiritual soul when touches the body. Soul, like this ball, is a form. Form is a body. Then you say, how this happening? You see that Jesus, his soul becomes son, so he can see the Father. I give this example, easy to understand. The physical body of Jesus is different Father, genetic Father. But his soul was accept the Son, so he starts looking, the God is my Father. This is divine connection. So similarly, when I will be in my material body, we cannot relate to the divine. To understand divine, we have to understand my base of divine spirit. This spirit of the Divine Lord, what is inside, this can show the Savior. They can bring me for the goal of the Lord. So, this, the bell is material, but by the touch of Radhika, she become more divine. But she forget. But she cannot forget her maid servant because she is living in the, in Sarup, in the form of his maid servant. So she is there, then she say, I forget something there. And she is thinking that if she give me permission, I will go and bring that. So this is the pastime. Small pastime, but very deep meaning. Go on.
Sripada Ramanujacharya has written, constant remembrance of God is known by the term bhakti, and uninterrupted remembrance of Him like unbroken stream of oil in the course of worship is called dhyana.
Meditation. Dhyana is that.
According to Gaudiya Vasnaiva Akriyas, like Sri Rajiva Goswami and Sri Baladeva Vidyabhusana, bhakti means attachment or constant attraction to God.
You see? Not detachment, attract. The beauty is in attraction. Like a one girl has a 10 friends, but when he got one boyfriend, she has to detach with 9 friends. This is the attraction make you detach. Similarly, we need the attraction with him to distract other.
The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption, like a constant stream of oil, is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him.
This internal associate, who is the internal associate? If you see as a mother, she also very like a meditation is going on like a water, like a thread. She is sitting here, but she is thinking from Mohan, Radhika. She is not moving because one person is there to take care of her. So this thread is because of the mother of meditation is there. One is because of the friend, this thread can be possible of meditation. And one conjugal lover also become like the thread of meditation. Because she is the pleasure-giving potency. She gives all pleasure to the Lord. So even the Lord is meditating for her. This is Radhika. And we want to do this, then we have to practice this way. Sweetness, softness, lovingness, caring, learn the, how to love, how to be very deep in one relationship. Why? I'm preparing myself to give you. Our material life is just a practical room of the theory. And this practical, when we realize this in life, then we can understand more near to the God and we can develop relation with God.
The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption like a constant stream of oil is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him, and will appear in the senses and the minds of the aspirants by the Lord's special grace.
Again.
The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption, like a constant stream of oil, is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him.
Favorable desire? It's like I'm a conjugal lover. That desire is the color of that oil. Means without color means what? No flavor is there. So my favorable attraction is that I want to do that. The best. Mother has the best feeling with the son meditation. That has to be there. This is the best to give. And this attraction has to divert in this way. Read this again.
Meditation on God that proceeds without interruption, like a constant stream of oil, is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him. It becomes identical with the drop of love that dwells in the hearts of the living entities and will attain a form of love according to the mood of the different associates of the Lord.
We have only drop of love, but we can reach to the love also, the goddess of love, with small drop of love. And then real richness of love will come, flowing like a love inside. We cannot keep it, we have to give it to others. We have to distribute. No capacity. Every pot has one capacity to keep it, na? And when it starts over to that, what you will do? You have to give it, distribute it. One drop of love, how much make happy in our life, and it starts flowing more and more because of the association of the goddess of love. Then where to keep? Only to distribute. That is the real richness, real wealth of life.
When sadhana bhakti ripens into bhava bhakti, the absorption of the consciousness in bhava turns into drivanusmriti.
I can say, sadhana bhakti is like an Old Testament, only ritual. The philosophy, theory. I know the theory. This is the foundation. I can build the house on that foundation. But by the theory, we cannot live in the foundation. Theory means the foundation. But I want to stay in the foundation. Never I see anyone staying in the foundation. So, the Sadhan Bhakti is a building one of the theory foundation. This is the base of the foundation of building my house, flat. And Bhav Bhakti. Bhav is a feeling. Feeling. My feeling. And Prema Bhakti, Raga Bhakti is the flat. Without feeling, there is no Raga, loving exchange. If there is a feeling, because of feeling is coming, because of the relation. One disciple and one guru has a relation. One mother and one son has a relation. One friend, closest friend has a relation. Like you are a friend of Nilambri, that relation, I love you. I feel Nilambri inside you. So that is my relation. Relation make you to feel each other. Right? Without relation, there is no feeling come. And that is the building of your house, creation of the flat, that you can live in this feeling. If there is no feeling, it is dry. Bhav Bhakti is the thing when there is a relation, feeling will come. She feels or not? I will eat and my daughter will not eat. She keeps it. She accepts and keeps for the daughter. This is the feeling. And this house is built up in loving exchange. Your flat is not full of love, full of feelings. So you like to come back to your home. That's the thing. With the bhava, with the feelings. So we are understanding this. We can grow far more high for the highest feeling to receive. That is Radhika.
This Dhruvam Smriti or Rati can be.
Dhruma Smriti, Dhruva means permanent. Dhruva is the one star. Always you can see lightning. Smriti means always you are in my mind. I want to stop thinking to you, but it's not going out from my mind. What I can do? Fixed. Mind is fixed with you. What I can do? I don't do any efforts for that. And behind reason is relation. My feeling is relation. Behind this is feeling is there. If you say to mother, you give your child, I will pay some money for that. You say, no, anything I can give you, I cannot give my child. Because the feelings are there. How I can give? I have to build my flat on because of him. They are my flat. I am building my family with this, with my children. And non-stop they do. Similarly, when we are meditating in Radhika, we build make this Dhruva Smriti for my Swami. You are the whole from where this feelings and love. I want to connect myself with you. The Dhruva Smriti means non-stop thinking for you. Like a void is coming and it's non-stop coming. Like I said, I want to meditate on you like that.
This Dhruva Smriti or Rati can be gradually attained.
Rati is a lust. One is a material lust. After Rati, Kam is coming. Rati is the wife of Kamadeva. If Rati is not there, lusty desire comes first. Then the vasana is become so high that we want to do the things. So Rati is the lust. I know, see that time other things. That is Rati. Arey, what you are doing? Many are sitting here, but you become blind. You don't see anything in Rati. You covered yourself. This is the nature of Rati. That Rati has to be made to be, it should be so intense for you, my Swami, that I know see other thing is also existing and looking to me, watching to you. Me for that. That is Rati. That is spiritual Rati. Why is mentioned? Because it's a material lust, one is a spiritual lust. How you can cut your material lust? Because if you want to cut iron, you cannot cut with the wood. Right? You have to cut with the iron. So spiritual lust is important to cut the material lust. So that lust has to grow spiritually so high that you have it that instrument to cut it. Automatically it will not be meaningful for you. Understand? Whole life you want to control my senses, my desire, sexual desire, my ego, my this and that, nothing will happen. But only this way practice will change your life. This is the art of living. In Raghma, in loving it. No?
This Rati can gradually be attained by a sadhaka, by hearing.
Eternal associate. The closest friend of Lord we have to find out. What? We have to find out Radhika. She is the eternal associate of the Lord. Mother Yashoda, friend of the Krishna. They are close. What will happen to meditate with Lord? Nothing. The feelings, lusty desire will never come to me. He cannot give. This is the business of eternal associate who can give mercy to me. One lover can give you the way of life. You see, read this line again.
This Rati can be gradually attained by a sadhaka, by hearing, chanting and remembering the great loving devotion of the Lord's eternal associates.
Well, what to hear? What to chant? What to listen? Loving devotees. Again, understand this life. Forget Lord. Read again this.
This rati can be gradually attained by a sadhaka, by hearing, chanting, and remembering the great loving devotion of the Lord's eternal associates.
This is the way. I give you an example, always I say, in the European world, in American world, God is there, Jesus is there, but Jesus are more important than God. And go to South America, God is there, Jesus is there, they are not important. Maria, Mother Mary is more important than Jesus and God. In general, associate there. They are listening about them, chanting about them, praying about them. And that feeling is coming in my life. Is not beautiful? Understand this? Who is giver? This Lord is a beggar. He is not giver. Wrong conception. He is begging for love. Giver is the associate of the giver of love. They give. Understand? When this time will come to understand this verse, givers are most important. Make it more high speed. One. We have to become giver to him. We don't need to take from him. Lam means to give. Philosophy means to take. We all priests, Indian priests, they take. Why? Because they need dakshina. And the bhaktas and lovers, they give. This is the culture of giver. Giving is a devotion. That is the. And who wants to take, that is karam kandi, that is practicing only rituals. There are two categories. One is religious, one is spiritual. First we have to think, we want to become religious or spiritual. If you want to become religious, then philosophy can work. And we, if you want to be a really giver, lovers, then we have to follow the associate of the law. How do you do this? Any time, go on.
For this reason, this Vilapa Kusumanjali is especially relishable for practitioners of Gaudiya Vaishnavis. The best means to attain constant remembrance and love of Radharani is to hear, chant, and remember this.
How which mood they are doing? How they do remember to Radharani? How this Rasik means very loving devotee, how they are remembering, chanting, and listening to that part. How you will get in Europe?
Hmm?
This understanding cannot be possible to understand in Europe. Only if you come Vrindavan and mercy is there, that it comes out. They know only up to God. It says, you know, up to Krishna, they will talk only about you, about God. Understand this. Loving. And how he can give. He needs that. How he can give. Why he creates so much creation? If he can do himself for himself, why he creates human, animal, birds, all things? Because he will start missing alone. See, expands everything, there's someone to do this for me. Someone will think for me, love to me. How that soul can do? If you understand soul, how you will do? Soul is the marginal potency, jumping nature. Like a frog, sometimes this, sometimes that, sometimes this, sometimes all possible. Without associate to follow, never possible. You have to select something, one flavor, that this flavor I want to leave. I want to learn more conjugal love. I want to know more motherly love. I want to know more friendly love. That's it. And for that, I will give time to understand. Deep, deep, deep. And how much you want to go depth, you can go. There is any conflict. Religion has many conflicts. But there is no conflict. You can see every place is the one way. There is no other way. Or not? You see? You see in Christian philosophy, mother is also existing. Maria Magdalena is conjugal lover is also existing. And friends are also Last Supper of Jesus, you see, also existing. But if you want to go more deep, there is no one to explain you. They say this is nothing. They don't accept, church, you know, accept that. If you want to know conjugal love, then you have to jump to Vedic philosophy to understand what is the highest love. This is the mercy of Jesus to you that He said you to realize this. Here nobody will explain you. His mercy also. First His mercy. Not deny, then you will not learn Raga Bhakti. Raga Bhakti goes with Raga, not with conflict. Loving relation only can increase with love. If you block it, then you block to understand. First you have to accept His mercy. Well, I am coming is the mercy to understand more deep inside that circle. No? All are lovers. Any religion start after them before they are in practice of love. And this love of Goddess is Radhika. And in conjugal love is the more high because all our relations are love. How? I show you. In conjugal love, how mother can come? Yeah. When you become sick and she cook for food for you and you like something other to eat, she said, no, you have to eat this. You have to do this. That time mother is talking from that lover. You what? This was mother mood. How she is controlling and now she is controlling. Your mother there. Friend, who can be a best friend than conjugal lover to you? And one, in the friend, believes very nicely. And one friend is also there with the Jesus who want to betray to Him. If she wants to betray conjugal lover, she can do more easily that also. Conjugal lover can do that. You will never doubt and she will betray you. Right or not? Active. She is so active, you no need to do anything. And passive, when she becomes angry, then she becomes so passive that she cannot recognize me. She is so passive that all recognition is done. No way. Any relation with you is over, finished. Bye bye. Passiveness is so high, go. Don't see passiveness. No relation. Living in one flat, no talking from one week. Right or not? Or 2 days, 1 day, 12 hours, 10 hours, 2 hours is very difficult passing. So one person has all 5 moods. You can see that. So, conjugal love is the more higher. Mother has not all. Mother be a friend. Mother will be feeding. Mother can take care. Mother can become active very much, but there can be but no conjugal love. But conjugal lover has all five qualities. And friend has only three qualities. Friend, active, very active, and passive also. So topmost relation, Mahaprabhu say that conjugal love is the highest relation. If you want to practice something highest, and you want to give something highest, you give this conjugal love with me. Go with this relation, that I want to give my conjugal love to you. The highest thing I want to offer you, my son. I want to become your shadow, to feel it, your conjugal love, and to realize it. This is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. There is no difference.
Raghunatha Dasa prays Ayasasi Mukhi Om Om
Sri. 1 minute. What is Sarup Ves? Ves means for figure. I have a two figure. That you understand. One is a material figure, one is a spiritual figure. My material figure is a plastic body, and in this plastic body, my senses, eyes, nose, ear, mouth, these are the doors. And what is coming out from this is a lowest class. What we test with this is not very high class test. We want to go to more to high class test, we have to come in my soul form. That is, soul form has a sarupa ves. That's a sarupa ves. Why is it stinky? My body is stinky, we put perfume, we wash every day. My all senses, what you throw, you don't keep and preserve that. If you pitch, it pitches. You throw it. It comes from air, you throw it. It coming from the eyes, you throw it. There's nothing to preserve. Anything you preserve? The smelling are dirty and things are dirty. Because it's coming from the plastic body. And what is coming from your spiritual body, that is divine. The soul, when they take body and from that you feel, that becomes divine. That is sarupa.
In sarupa ves, Sri Raghunatha Dasa prays, Ayasasi Mukhi.
Can you call doctor?
Yes.
Homeopathic doctor.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, moon-faced girl. After you finished your intense amorous battle with the Lord of your life, you dropped your beloved waist bells, and when you came out of the punya, you realized, I don't have them anymore.
Why? Because you know, forget me, because I am in Sarup West. And this West belt you forget because it's totally material. Only by touch it becomes divine, but his consciousness still is material like we are. So you forget. Without it, spiritually, she never keeps herself together. We have to come out from material to spirit. Why Krishna is supreme? Because this moves only with the spirituality. Other gods and demigods, you can go with material bodily concept. Even the Jesus has to take this spiritual body because he becomes son and father. But he come in the one mallow to relate with him, to keep the thread like a oil dropping like a thread. He was also in this meditation. Radhe Radhe. Anand. Because of the mallow. Is there?
Radha Shakti went to him. She said not to call him. She went there now.
Okay.
Will you send me back to the Kunya with a hint to get them for you? Why are these waste belts so dear to Swamini?
Why dear to Swamini? Because she wants to become waste belt. To give praises to Krishna, to the Lord. Anything who wants to give pleasure to the Swamini and Krishna, they become divine. Only by thinking. So our material consciousness will become slowly divine only by doing the service.
Because they make Siyama Sundara very happy.
Yeah.
Whatever makes Siyamandasara very happy is very dear to Sri Radhayani. She doesn't care about these things for her own sake.
You know? Then she like that. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So beautiful, na? How deep meanings are there? How you understand this? Too much, if I will say, you will not keep it. It's not a philosophy. It's a feeling, sir. To feel it. And relish it. Like how? When they eat like this, pagul in Hindi, they are chewing, digesting that. What is in the belly, they bring out and chew that. To digest. Yes, yeah.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda.